And good morning. It's time for a community connection at 8:36 on K1AM 1400 FM 93.3. Joining me in the studio is the great Levi Wilson, and on the phone we have Tammy Fallleaf. Today we are talking about the 40th annual Green Country Rodeo. It sounds like it's going to be a grand hootin' old time, isn't it, Levi?
Oh my gosh, 40 years, that is a long time of outstanding tradition right out there at the Bartlesville Roundup Club for a great big time coming up, isn't it, Tammy?
Oh yeah, we're ready for everybody.
Oh my word. Now it's a big year this year. 40 years, is that right?
Yes, we have this is our 40th annual, and we're trying to make it a little special this year. We've got great competition. It's IPRA sanctioned, along with any locals that want to come. The call-in date was Wednesday, and as with any professional rodeo, you know, the call-in date is a week ahead of time, but we still have a lot of locals, a lot of Oklahoma people going to rope and ride, and it's going to be a really good rodeo this year. It was last year, but I think we can top
yes.
it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I was talking to the rodeo contractor the other day, just visiting with him, and you know, he was talking about how this year a lot of the rodeos have been just even bigger than last year, so it's a pretty good sign of what we've got ahead of us. And with it, you know, I know you said you were doing a lot of big things out there. I know this year you guys are stepping it up quite a bit. You're doing some giveaways with ticket purchases. You're getting, is it a drawing? Is that right, you guys? Can you tell us a little bit about that, Tammy?
Yes. Well, for one thing, we have for our events, we have $1,000 added money. And we've gone out through Bartlesville and the surrounding areas, and our sponsors have been great this year.
Wow.
And so all of our event winners will get a buckle this year.
All right.
Which
nice.
We haven't done that in years, if ever. I don't remember. But also, it's $1,000 added at each event, a buckle. And then we'll have the Wild Horse Race, and they're going to have added money in that. Our queen contestants have gone all over town and the surrounding areas and done a phenomenal job in selling advanced rodeo tickets at a savings. With those tickets that each person bought came an entry to a long rifle 22 shotgun. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've never done that before, and it sure boosts our ticket sales.
That's kind of a double whammy.
Yes. So, and then our Little Britches contestants, they have been out selling raffles for $1 a chance for a $500 meat package that Rainey's Custom Butchering in Ramona has donated to us. So our community, I cannot express this year how much our community has showed up for the Roundup Club Rodeo. I think it's really going to be special. People have contacted us wanting to donate to help make this rodeo special this year. I think they're just wanting to get out there and do stuff and make our little town way better, and it's working.
Yes, you know, Tammy, that's one thing I think of with the rodeo every year is it's a great way to see the community come together to put on an outstanding event, and it is absolutely family-oriented in the rodeo world. And even if you may not have a rodeo background, just coming and watching, if you might be around the local area or drive a little ways, it's going to be a lot of action there for sure. And
absolutely. One thing I didn't mention is Thursday night we're having a trick rider come.
Yes.
And she,
yes.
If I understand right, she at one time worked at the Dixie Stampede there in Branson and at Dolly.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
She's quite the horseman. And that's Thursday night. And then Friday and Saturday, we have a special drill team coming, the Canadian Rangerettes. And they've been doing this since I think, the 60s.
Wow.
So it's a quite special occasion on Friday and Saturday night. And then Saturday night, heck, we're going to have a rodeo a dance after the rodeo.
All right.
So
sounds good.
Stick around, yeah.
There's a lot
stick
of action
around,
out there.
Relax and, yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's never been done. We're going to try that and see.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, Tammy. Now, Tammy, I was just kind of thinking out here, you know, some things that you do a little bit before the rodeo, and then I was just thinking about, you know, local area kids can still be involved. And one thing that you guys do is the mutton busting, where the kiddos can ride the sheep. So anybody that might have a youngster out there interested, they can come before the rodeo starts. What time does that start? And so they can get
7.
Signed up.
So those little mutton busters need to be signed up about 6:30.
Okay, and that's for anybody. Anybody can come up and sign up. Isn't that right, Tammy?
Yeah, they have to be. I mean, the general rule of thumb, I think, is 6 and under and maybe under 70 pounds, something
sure,
like that.
Right. And then I was just thinking about, you know, the junior and peewee barrel racers. You know, if we got any of those youngsters in the local area, they're still able to come up and compete, isn't that right?
Yes, nightly. They can sign up nightly for that. So it's a separate payout each night for the junior and the peewee barrels. The peewee barrels is 8 and under, and then the junior barrels is 9 to 15. So those kiddos can come out and enter. They can enter each night.
Absolutely. And again, this is any and all those kiddos that fits those age divisions. I mean, if you're just looking to go out there and compete, I mean, we'd love to have y'all out there. I know that's right. And one thing I was just thinking of, Tammy, is, tradition is a huge thing with what you guys do, and you're really great about doing, you know, a lot of the same thing year after year, because tradition means a lot. And I just come to mind the Yoakum's Custom Leather saddle that you guys give away.
Right. They are making us two saddles. One saddle to the top money she will sell the most tickets for the entry into the rodeo. The queen contestants, they will receive a custom-made saddles from Yoakum's, and he always does a wonderful job for us. And then also the Little Bridges, so we're giving away two custom-made saddles, and
wow.
And that's kind of a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
But along with that, with our contestants, you know, we can only have one winner in each group. But along with that, I have put together prizes and money for the other six contestants that have worked really hard. And we're giving away over $3,500 worth of gifts and prizes for those other ones that didn't quite win the saddle.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
Hoping that they'll come back next year and run for it again.
You know, and Tammy, what I like about, you know, all those Little Britches and Queen contestants out there, they're out there getting in the community. They're visiting with different sponsors, different businesses. So it's really kind of getting them set up to learn how to visit with people and trying to learn relationships. And I really, really love that part of it.
It is. If you've raised kids and you're in the midst of it right now, getting them out and talking to strangers and then me being in the working community for 40 some years.
Yeah.
It's an experience, and then that's something that your child needs for this kind of world we're in now. And being able to talk to people and be kind to them, and whether they say yes or no, they want a ticket, and being gracious, that's an invaluable experience for your kiddos. So,
yes, absolutely.
It's a win-win situation any way around, whether they win the saddle or not.
Absolutely. So if anybody's out there, got a young little girl out there that might be interested in participating in that down the road, come visit with them down there at the rodeo. And that'll be going on the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night rodeo, and that's next weekend. I just wanted to kind of mention that again, because we've been talking about all the great stuff, and we got to let them know when it is. And I know you guys are getting geared up and things are rocking and rolling over there. And this is a full-fledged rodeo, so there's going to be bucking stock. There's going to be some bronc riding, bull riding. There's going to be roping events and barrel racing. And we're going to have it all over there, aren't you, Tammy?
Yes, we are. And actually, we've added another thing. For Saturday morning early, we're having a jackpot calf roping. So we're expecting a lot of people for that because it's $1,000 added money. So Saturday morning, anybody can come and rope in that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. William Wayne is our little stock contractor for that, and he has been a godsend to our Roundup Club. He has put on little roping clinics that are absolutely free. Any little kiddo that wants to pick up a rope and learn how to swing it and rope it, he comes out about once a month and helps those kiddos. And then we have, at the Roundup Club, we have, of course, our play days, which has barrels, poles, flags, goats, and roping at every play day. And those are for learning, you know, the kids that are trying to learn their craft. And also, just for the general public, you don't even have to be a member. We have already had two movie nights. We'll put up a big screen thing out there in the middle of the arena, and the kids back up their pickups and sit in the back of the pickup and watch movies, and we have games and s'mores, just trying to pay back to the community.
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds like a lot of fun. I always like a good s'more. What about you, Garrett?
I cannot complain when it comes to s'mores there, Levi.
And if I can, I would like to send out a shout-out to our board of directors. You have no idea the hours and the blood, sweat, and tears that they put in all year round, but especially in the summertime during rodeo season. And that would be Mark Hainlein, Kevin Strickland, Christy Strickland, Kim Hoppick, Devin Gray, Tamara Hoppick, all of those guys, Jill Wood. They are just, we can't have all this without them. And they put up with a lot of anguish. and it's just, if you see them, shake their hand and tell them that you appreciate them because... oh, my goodness, this is such a good thing for the community. And if you want to raise your kids right, you know, I'm not saying we're angels out there. Everybody has their little quirks, but rodeo people are the best. I can't emphasize that enough. They are the best.
Absolutely. Now, Tammy, I was just thinking out loud here, the big stock contractor we got out there for the rodeos, the Bighorn Rodeo Company, and they've been traveling around. They do a fantastic job. They've been held the rodeo the last few years there, and so they always bring some awesome bucking stock. And the rodeo announcer, Brett Weldon, will be out there. Does a wonderful job. Can you just talk a little bit about them, Tammy? Because, I mean, you could do it better than I could.
Yes. Kyle has done an amazing job year after year after year with us. And talk about, you know, knowing what you get. He is up front, and you know what you're going to get. You know what you're going to have. His stock is good. You know, every once in a while you'll get a lemon, but it happens. But his stock is top of the line. There's a lot of rodeo contractors out there that are great, but, you know, Kyle has made it personal with Bartlesville.
Right.
And Brett, he's been with us a few years now, and he is so good. He you won't believe the number of sponsors that we have him announce every night. That's a trick.
Wonderful.
Because he gets every one of them in, and we give him a list 10 pages long sometimes, and he makes it a point to get all of our sponsors in, and it brings in the community. We had a little, and we're going to have our programs for sale, and they're going to have really nice prizes drawing raffles for, if you buy a program, you'll be entered for a raffle for some nice prizes. But every night of the rodeo, our clowns are going to have like a dance-off deal. Ooh. And we've got some really nice prizes for those.
All
so
right.
That'll bring the crowd into it and get them involved. It's just going to be a good time.
Oh, bring your dancing shoes, and if you don't get in the dance-off, there's a dance afterwards Saturday night.
All right.
They've also got an outstanding concession stand, Garrett, so you might as well come hungry when you come out.
Well, hungry now. Can you get some now?
Well, you might have to wait another week till the rodeo. We'll get you something to fit you in for them.
That's fair enough.
I think we're having almost everything the same as last year, but we're adding brisket.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
My heart. And, Levi's right, though. Our concession's getting pretty famous.
Absolutely. It's worth the trip, just worth the ticket purchase alone just to go in there and eat.
Yeah. Of course, we'll have cold drinks, too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And once again, action-packed rodeo action Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. And it's the 40th annual.
Where might people get tickets?
Well, they can Facebook Bartlesville Roundup Club and ask, and then I'll respond with some gals' phone numbers. I've got four queen contestants out selling. They can sell through Wednesday afternoon.
Right.
Or they can just contact me, and I'll give them all four names. I can't be biased. And they can pick one and contact her to get tickets.
They can also call us, reach out to us, and we can sure get you in the right hands, as well as you can buy them at the gate. So don't feel like if you don't have a ticket when you pull up, they're still going to let you in.
Yep.
We've been speaking with Tammy Fallleaf and Levi Wilson about the 40th annual Green Country Rodeo taking place on Thursday, July 29th through Saturday, July 31st. Going to be a great time. Make sure you get on out there and see that rodeo. A lot of great tradition and a lot of great activities coming our way. Tammy, Levi, thank you for joining us this morning on A Community Connection.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.
It's rodeo time.
That it is, Levi. That it is.
It'll be fun. Come on out.
Community Connection this hour was brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. It is 8:54. Up next is Owen and News here on K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved